This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you get your day started, start it the best way possible, and that is with God at the center of it. Take time with God, and that's what we do every weekday morning at this time. We just stop for a minute and open God's Word, the Bible, and read something. And it's amazing how no matter where you stop in the Bible, there's a lesson for us. It may be talking about something that happened thousands of years ago. It may be a teaching section of the Bible. But inevitably, there's something from God for you and me. And one of the best practices you can establish in your life is to every day stop, open your Bible, and say to God, God, I'm listening. What do you have to say to me? And then as you read, think about what principle there is in there for life. How God wants to change your life, what God's showing you about himself. And you will find the Bible comes alive when you're really listening to God as you read it. Take time for God every day. Well, this week we're talking about claiming God's promises. And I want to take you today to one of the awesome promises in the Bible. And it comes from the Apostle Paul, who's writing to the Philippian church in the Bible, who have been supporting him through very difficult times in his life. And this is what he says to them. Verse 14 of Philippians chapter 4. Nevertheless, you've done well to share with me in my affliction. And you yourselves also know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel after I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, but you alone. For even in Thessalonica, you sent a gift more than once for my needs. Not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek for the profit which increases to your account. But I have received everything in full and have an abundance. I'm amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you have sent, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, it's an awesome promise, isn't it? My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. How can we claim that promise in our lives? Well, first of all, we have to differentiate between what are needs and what are wants, don't we? What do you really need in life? God will take care of that. But also notice the context of this promise, why Paul is so confident that God will provide for the needs of the Philippians and step in and get involved, because they have sacrificially put God first in their lives. They have been supporting Paul's ministry when no one else would, and enabling the gospel to go forward. Well, Paul says, because of your total commitment to God, he says, I assure you, God will be committed to you. And this is the case for us as well. When we put God first in our lives, then God takes responsibility for the consequences of that. Are you fearful of putting God first in your life? Are you afraid of what it might mean? Is there uncertainty about things you believe that God may be calling you to do? Don't fear when you put God first. God takes responsibility for the life that is totally committed to him. Put God first in your life, in your finances, in your choices, and then trust him. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.